Welcome to the New Age Inspired podcast. I'm your host, Emily, an automotive corporate dropout turned certified practitioner coach, helping the visionaries and creators of today break free from the self-doubt and fear of judgment so they can create with confidence and make a difference in the world. This podcast aims to leave you feeling more aware than you were yesterday and inspired to live a fulfilled life, however that looks like for you. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode. This one is a pretty spontaneous one. I've just come off a coaching call with someone and afterwards, like, it was such an amazing session. I had this huge, huge download of inspiration and ideas, and it got me thinking about the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And if you haven't read it, I would highly, highly recommend doing that, especially if you're creating content or you're trying to bring your ideas to life. And pretty much just quite shortly, she says, when ideas come, you must take action on them. Otherwise, they're going to float away and somebody else will get your ideas, essentially. I probably completely ruined that. However, go and read the book. Anyway, point of the story is I'm getting on here to talk about this inspiration and idea. And essentially, what I want to talk about today is how to have self-confidence, because I find it is the number one thing that holds people back from doing what they want to do, pursuing relationships, pursuing careers, pursuing the life that they want, and just completely being okay with themselves. We as a society have been programmed to not feel good enough, and we haven't got the tools to help ourselves get out of that, I guess, or they're not readily available. So it's just, I'm really, really passionate about it because we all should have a level of self-confidence and self-worth. We deserve that. We were born to have that, and it's been conditioned out of us over our lives. So I'm wanting to know, like, have you ever met someone and they are just so confident in themselves, they exude this amazing energy and they just know who they are and they're completely confident in that, and you can just tell by being with them? And then if you are with someone who's quite insecure, quite closed off in a sense, and I guess not feeling worthy enough, you can totally tell the difference in their energy compared to somebody that has a confident energy. And I want to go through three elements that I think is really, really important to have self-confidence. Now, the first element is having a desire to actually have confidence, having the desire to grow, having the desire to actually change. Because I find so many people, they say that they want confidence, they say that they want all of these things, but they're not willing to do the work, they're not willing to take any action, they're not willing to actually go and try new things, whether they think it's going to work or not. They just assume that someone's going to come knocking on the door and go, okay, you're confident now, it's all good, yep, I give you permission to do that, yep, cool, I want to be with you, yep, I'm going to choose to work with you, all of this kind of stuff. And we just think that we're waiting for that moment to happen. And I'm here to tell you right now, and this might be coming off a bit harsh, I'm not sure. However, if you need to hear it, then you need to hear it. You have to do the work. You have to put some sort of input in to get output, to get a result, to get something out. You cannot expect to sit and not do anything and expect something to change and expect to feel better about yourself. If you're not willing to do anything to actually get there, well, I'm sorry, but you won't get there, because how can you expect that? And, you know, Einstein says the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And like, I just think that completely resonates, especially when we've got such a society of low self-esteem, low self-worth, low confidence. And if we would all just start taking action, taking small steps towards where we want to go, it would be completely different. And look, I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that things aren't going to come up. That's a whole part of the journey. That's a whole part of self-discovery. And the whole part of self-confidence is to do with self. And the word confidence actually comes from a Latin word. Now, I don't even know if I'm going to say this right, but it's either riders or ridders or something like that. But it actually means trust. It means trust in oneself. And that is such a mind-blowing like thought for me. And I didn't, upon doing some research, I didn't really realize that that word originated from that analogy of self-trust. And a lot of us don't have self-trust. We don't trust that we're good enough. We don't trust that we are worthy. We don't trust that we can handle it. We don't trust that we're capable or have the resources to work it out. And that's when fear comes up, because essentially fear is us thinking that we don't have the ability to handle it. That's what fear is. And I know that we've all been programmed certain ways. We've all gone through different things in our lives and we all have different traumas or experiences. I totally, totally get that. And I'm not saying that every single person's journey is the same. However, there needs to be a desire to change. There needs to be a desire to achieve. Without that desire, you aren't going to have anything. It's all well and good to say something, but if you don't have the intention and desire and actions behind it, it's not going to happen. So that is number one. And I think that's probably the most powerful one out of this, because without that, you don't have anything else. So this brings me on to number two, which is knowing who you are and starting to recognize and owning your abilities and uniqueness. Now, what do I actually mean by this? So how can we be confident in who we are when we don't actually even know who we are? It's like going and presenting a talk on something that you have no idea about, right? You're going to be anxious. It's going to feel uncomfortable. You're probably going to stumble over your words. You're probably not going to make sense. Like, it's not going to be clear because you actually don't know the content. You don't know the topic. And that's the same thing with yourself. How can you express self-confidence when you have no idea what that confidence is for? How do you know how to trust yourself? Because you don't even know the elements. So I would suggest starting with, you know, exploring your values, exploring your why. What are you here to do? What mark do you want to leave on this world? How do you want to be perceived by others? How do you want to perceive yourself? What kind of actions do you want to take in this world? What do you want to achieve? And how has your story so far got you to where you are? How are you different to someone else? And this is like such a big thing, the uniqueness, because when it comes down to our personal lives, business, whatever it is, people don't want just everyone else, right? They want something different. They want someone with a different perspective. They want someone with a different attitude, a different behavior, a different thought process, a different set of skills, a different view on self-confidence. We want something different. And that's going to help you stand out in the crowd, whether that be in business, whether that be online, whether that be in your career, in your workplace, whether that be in relationships, you know, having your mate choose you over someone else because you bring something different that nobody else can. Same with your friendships. And I think we get lost in a lot of comparison because we believe that we should be like this person. I should be doing this, or I'm not doing this. But we forget how much that we actually have to give. Our skills, our abilities, our natural state that we don't even consider to be special because it just happens and without us even knowing. So it can be difficult for us to even recognize what makes us special because we just see ourselves the way we are every single day. However, when we start that self-exploration process, it starts bringing up more association to how you're different, more association to knowing who you are. And the more that you know who you are, the more you can stand in your power, the more that you can be confident in who you are and what you stand for in times where you need to make decisions. You need to go and, you know, do something different. Does this align with who you are? And when you stand in that self-confidence, it really, really shows. And this brings me to the third element, which is having certainty in a healthy respect. Now, what I mean by that is there's levels of certainty. And I know I know you probably may have heard of like a narcissistic trait, and that narcissistic trait is inflated self-esteem, which is when people tend to think of themselves as better than other people and are ready to underestimate them at any time. And it's actually a negative type of self-esteem because it prevents people from having meaningful relationships and healthy relationships. And when I say having that healthy amount of certainty, it's not to the degree of narcissism and inflated self-esteem. It's having a healthy self-esteem. And within that self-esteem, I like to reference back to Sharon Pearson's self-esteem triad, which includes our needs, our emotions, and our boundaries. That's what creates self-esteem. And that is our subjective evaluation of our own self. So when I talk about needs and emotions and boundaries, they all need to be met consistently with love, care, and with respect. And I know that that might be a little bit to digest, and that's okay, but I'm just going to briefly go over the self-esteem triad. So our needs. Now, what I mean by needs is not I need this piece of clothing from the shop. I need this particular bit of chocolate. I need that person to fulfill me in this way. That's not what I mean. I mean our human needs. And I'm just going to, because I've got the list in front of me, is we've got 14 childhood needs. Right? This is what every human being needs. And it's having water, food, and safety. That's like a basic need of ours. We need to have stability, to not be abandoned, to not be used, to know that you actually matter, to know that the big people in your life, your caregivers, your parents, the people, your guardians, that they're going to be okay, to be accepted, to have validation, to have limits, have ownership, have spontaneity, have acknowledgement, to be heard, and to also have the ability to be vulnerable in a safe place. That's what I mean by needs. So we need to have all of those met to have that healthy self-esteem. Now, that brings me to the next one, which is our emotions. That needs to be met consistently with love and care and respect. And when I talk about emotions, I'm talking about our emotional intelligence, how we are aware of our emotions, how to process them, how to recognize when they're coming up, what they're coming up for, what does that mean, how to actually manage that. Because a lot of us are walking around suppressing our emotions, viewing them as a negative thing, and they're not. It's literally our body telling us what it needs at that moment. And our emotions are a natural state, a natural part of being a human being. Like, we all have the range of emotions. So being able to have that section met in the self-esteem triad is going to contribute to your self-esteem. Then it brings me to the boundaries. And what do I mean by boundaries? Is knowing where you end and somebody else starts. Because a lot of us are walking around in relationships, in families, in friendships, where we're enmeshed, where what happens is we feel as though other people's emotions and needs and boundaries are ours. We're responsible for that. However, we're actually not. So having that boundary of what we stand for, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, that is going to also contribute to the self-esteem triad. So when you've got that, that then brings a level of certainty because you've been able to consistently meet this with love, care, and respect. And when you have that certainty, I don't know about you, but when someone is certain, they bring a whole level of self-confidence. And you just, I don't know, they bring off such an amazing energy. And that's where we want to be. And look, I know that that might not be the most easiest thing to get to. And you might be thinking, well, how the hell am I going to be certain? And right at the start, it's probably going to be just a matter of you not forcing yourself, but forcing yourself in a sense to pretend to be certain. Get used to being in that state. Try and practice being certain. Have that self-exploration. Find out what your needs are. Find out where is that lack? What isn't getting met? How do you know yourself? All of those kind of things, because then that starts bringing that level of certainty, which makes you show up as a person that knows exactly what they want, and people respect that. People can totally tell when your energy's off. People can tell when you're trying to people please. Like, it's so easy to tell that. And it's so amazing and awesome when people show up with that self-confidence and know who they truly are. And I know that some of the things that come up is, you know, well, if I am who I truly am, then people aren't going to accept me. People aren't going to like me. Well, I get that. Like, I totally, totally get that. However, have a think about, who are the people that you actually want to attract in your life? Who are the people that you do want to have? Because those kind of people are going to accept you for who you are. And most of the time, we're creating these stories up in our heads and these beliefs that aren't even true. And we don't even know if they're true because we haven't even put it into practice to get some evidence to even prove that is the case. So I would suggest, for example, if one of your beliefs is that people will mock you on your idea, right? And I know that that can be something that comes up. Go and tell your idea to 5 people and go and gather some evidence of the responses, because I can guarantee you they will be different and it'll be completely different to your belief. Same with relationships. Okay, go and start gathering some evidence. Sorry, I think my dog is barking in the background. So if you can hear that, I completely apologize. That is just the way that it is. Where was I? Going back to relationships and let's say, you know, starting to communicate what you need. Like, you've got to gather evidence to find out if it's true or not. You have to try. So if that means asking for what you need in a respectful way, you need to at least have like 3 to 5 instances for you to gather evidence if that's true or not. Otherwise, you are purely going off some previous conditioning and your mind creating all these stories in yourself. Now, I know I just got completely off topic there and went on a bit of a rabbit hole. However, it is all relevant and I'm sure you would have got value out of that anyway. So I hope that this has been helpful. It's been a shorter episode than usual, but I just thought it was important to kind of break down that self-confidence, because it's not just, yes, I've got self-confidence and that it. There's so much more under the layers of that. And if you can start exploring that and being able to trust yourself and who you are and have that self-esteem triad, well, you are going to be much better off than someone that's not doing anything at all. And you're going to start building that self-confidence up, and which then in turn is going to lead to a more resourceful and enjoyable life. And speaking of a more enjoyable life, what better way than to start right now and reevaluate where your year is going, reevaluate your goals, who you want to be, and where you want to go. I have created a free workbook just for you that you can have access to right now to start having that vision and start building that self-confidence by knowing exactly who you are and where you want to go. And you can get a copy of that workbook in the link of this podcast, or you can go to my website at www.mdouglas.com/workbook. And that will go straight to your email.